a question, actually. Well, I don't, because Councillor Ward's going to have it. But I'll read out the question. It comes from Councillor Garrett, first of all, who asks what recent issues have been raised by residents and businesses concerning the construction of the St Mary's Junction, with A, specifically the Cabinet Member for Infrastructure and Transport, that's Councillor Ward, and B, the Isle of Wight Council and its contractor, that's Island Roads, and what actions have been taken by the Cabinet Members to provide a steer to ensure issues are addressed and negative impacts are minimised. So Councillor Garrett, who I know is on the call today, and I probably could have let you read that, but I hope I've read it accurately for you. Can I thank you first of all for your question? I'm sure you're aware that we have a Transport and Infrastructure Board, and Councillor Ward sits on that as well and deals with that. So I'm going to ask Councillor Ward to respond to your specific question. Councillor Ward.
Thank you, Leader, and thank you, Andrew, for your question. I'd like to give you some background first to show you how seriously I take the conduct of this project. I have made 4 site visits to the site to be shown around. The last one was with our new head of highways, to be briefed on what the issues were, what the progress is, where the potential pitfalls can be. So directly from the project manager, I get that. I recently spoke to the leader and briefed him on the situation with the project, and I told him how impressed I was with how well the project was being managed. If I have a question, the project manager can answer it from his fingertips, quite literally. I personally visit the site. I drive up 2 or 3 times a week just to see what the traffic tailbacks are like, where the delays are, if there are any, how the progress is going. My partner thinks I'm crazy, but that's how seriously I take it. I want to know and have my finger on the pulse. If I could just get to the other bit. If we do have a problem, the project manager will tell me, a serious problem, he will tell me what the issue is and what he intends to do about it, and basically seeks my agreement to his action. I've never had to contradict him. Like I said, I'm very impressed. I have a list here of questions, and there aren't many that have been directed recently. 5 individual inquiries and 3 from yourself, Councillor Garrett. The first one is the removal of parking restrictions in Carisbrook Road. I mean, that happened some time ago. We are now addressing the opposite issue of, do we put the yellow lines, take the yellow lines away again? BT Openreach raised one issue. Councillor Garrett, you raised the one about egressing from Hampshire, from Crescent Road to Forest Road. The team are monitoring that and put signage up. Potential damage to Isle of Wight Council data connection during construction. The cables were lowered with no loss of service. Reader Transport, extended delays on southbound approach from Cowes. Now, that was the issue when the trees were pruned, just as about we were to go into quite a difficult phase. That was addressed straight away on that day. And I spoke to our head of highways about that. And so, as I say, the issue was addressed to Island Roads and solved of that day. In fact, in that morning. Extended delay on Forest Road approach. Issue investigated. Found to arise on first day of implementation of temporary signal control at New Forest Road Junction. Issue monitored and found not to be recurring. The other one, concern about impact of overnight works on Forest Road on residential amenity. Again, Councillor Garrett, issue investigated, related to extended overnight work to plain carriageway and lay final surfacing, completed over one weekend no subsequent overnight works planned in this area. Concern for future access arrangements, and this was Riverside Salvage, who we both know what the gentleman involved is and his issue. I have met him twice on site and listened to his proposals and his complaints and what he wants done. Unfortunately, he wants us to make special arrangements to suit his business. And I don't think that, you know, the highways regulations can be bent to do that. That's what I'm advised by officers. The delays in August were known about, planned, and issues, factors put in place to mitigate the problems. That was well advertised, media in the paper, saying what was going to happen and what the delays were. Considering the complexity of this project, I think it's going really well. Okay? It is not only on schedule, it is ahead of schedule. And I know how the project manager has dealt with issues to keep it on program and to keep it going forward. So, you know, I just want to impress upon you, I am on this project and I've got my finger on that button. Now, you asked how many personal complaints have come to me. Only one, and that was Riverside Salvage. Now, you might think, oh, only one, why not others? If I can tell you that Island Roads actually tell people who complain to contact me directly. Can you imagine that? But they do. I have never had a complaint about the St Mary's project from a member of the public directly. Only that very one. So as I said, I briefed the leader, keep him in touch with how the project is going. Does that answer your question?
He won't be able to answer you. So thank you for answering, Councillor Ward. I suspect you've tempted fate a little bit with only having one complaint. If there are any others, I'm sure they'll come in. But what I would say, and it is important, you know, we are on the road to this this change from a roundabout to a traffic light control junction. There will be other issues along the way, but our belief is that it will solve what was a really frustrating problem and also alleviate things. And can also thank Island Roads for adjusting the arrangements at Coppins Bridge. I probably would like to see a white line as it reaches Coppins Bridge to stop people turning right, so we'll discuss that one. Councillor Garrett, can you hear us?
I can indeed.
I feel I ought to just ask if you have a supplementary.
If I may, and I think there's at least one issue there. I am aware that Councillor Ward has had another complaint because I've been copied into that, so somewhere that clearly slipped through his count there. The reason for my question, and then I'll finish with a supplementary on this, is the formal reports cover the big ticket issues of is it on time and is it on budget. But members, and I've consulted with some members, certainly to the north, reflect the fact that for individuals there is a growing frustration, a growing, but in some cases some distress in terms of the impact of the delays on, for example, getting to hospital appointments on time or whatever. The whole Rolls Hill issue showed what can happen if just a single road is closed. And certainly I had to I made representations around Talents Road and White House Road, which were also down for closure until thankfully they were postponed. There were concerns about the closures on Cut Gunville Road and whatever. So I'm grateful to Councillor Ward, and I hope he'll accept my gratitude on that he's paying attention to this. I'm sure, I had no doubt that he would be. What I would ask him is, in this most difficult phase of things, it's always been described as the most tricky phase of doing it, where the roundabout itself seems to float around, the cones have to move every single day, that he stays very alert to this and actually gives those steers that for individuals, where there are small scale problems, such as say the egress from Hampshire Crescent onto Forest Road, tiny little issue in the grand scheme of things, but it has big impacts on residents. Monitoring by the project manager and officers isn't necessarily enough, and it may take a steer from the political side of things to say, look, do something very visible to show that people here can have confidence in this side of the scheme, because what I'm getting back is people's overall confidence in what the scheme will deliver is being eroded. So I make that plea, and I hope my question is, will he take that on board and look to ways of sort of just giving a steer from himself, not reactively but proactively, to sorting out some of what are these what appear to be just individual concerns, but in aggregate they add up to a big level of concern, and as I say, in some cases distress. And I'm happy to talk with him afterwards on that, and probably I should email him with more detail on that.
Thank you, Councillor Garrett. Short answer of Councillor Ward is probably yes.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, no problem.
That's it. As I'm being very flexible, it just crossed my mind that I don't often give councillors on the cabinet an opportunity to ask questions. As I'm in a flexible mood, I see Councillor Mosdall's got her hand up. So if you've got a question, Councillor Mosdall.
I certainly have. Leader, this is a ward question, really relevant to my ward, but I think it is really a whole island question. I would like to bring a motion to full council in October, and I would like your support to ask that we look at what better enforcement measures we can bring in for issues such as speeding, width restrictions and weight restrictions. I can see Barry and Councillor Abrahams, which others can't, you know, thumbs up. I would like some support to do that. You know, it might take some investment, but also I'll expand on it when I bring the motion to full council in October, but would just like to know your feelings on it.
Well, I'm already preempting some of that because I think it's a really, really important issue. I think there are some opportunities with all the things that are happening. I'm very encouraging on positive sporting events, but back to this community safety. And Councillor Ward, I'm sure he's listening. We've got a speeding review going on. I think we really should look to address some of those issues and show the island that we will keep them safe. The variety of people using our roads, just for example, which ranges from, you know, dog walkers, children, cyclists, motorcyclists, all sorts of demographic in drivers. It is a very, very large area, and I think it's really important that we address that. I think it'll be a good motion. I'm sure lots of councillors will have something to say about it. And so that's something we can be open and honest about. So yes, I'm very happy to support that. And thank you, Councillor Mosdall, for raising that particular issue.
Thank you.
Any other Cabinet members got a question? If not, I shall draw the meeting to a close. I'm a little bit longer than I normally am, but it's these virtual meetings, and we've tried to give everybody adequate time and some very important issues covered. So can I thank all the councillors and the officers behind the scenes for managing this? And I think the next time we publicly meet will be for full council, which is coming up next week. Carry on and keep up the good work is what I would say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leader.
Thank you.